Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
G'day guys, welcome back to the Rugby League Guru Podcast, something we're going to bring back over the next few weeks, going to try and do two or three a week, just a news update. We're going to use the news on Clarkey's Rugby League column, so he collects all the news every day or two, puts it all in his story for you guys in one place. I'm going to go through and pick out a couple of stories every day and give my live reaction to each of them. We'll try and get this out at about 9 a.m. every single morning. We were doing this last year, and we sort of fell out of that habit, so we might get back into it. I've had a couple of people ask me to bring it back. So if you are enjoying or you want me to do this sort of content, by all means, send me a message. Let me know. Sometimes these will go for 20 minutes. Sometimes these will go for five. If there's only one or two news stories, they might only go for 3 or 4 minutes. So you can just get your news short, sharp, quickly each morning. So we'll kick off today. A couple of stories to go through from the weekend and from the end of last week that I haven't really spoken about. The first one is Chico James Seguiari has been giving, he's about to be given a trainer trial deal at the Manly Seagulls. Jacob Little, where will he land? I've got some mail on where he could end up, but that might have changed over the weekend. Stephen Crichton, a target for the Dolphins to leave the Penrith Panthers. And Freddie, he has spoken about some guys to replace Cam Murray, and they are some very experienced guys. So we'll get into those ones quickly. The first one, James Seguiaro, given a training trial by the Manly Seagulls. Really interesting one. Chico obviously signed with Blacktown at the start of the season. Obviously came off his ban and whatnot, was given an opportunity there, has done well. I think he's captained that side a couple of times. The few times I've watched him, I've actually been surprised that he's playing halfback, not hooker. Is coming up with some good play still, is doing a lot of talking, is defending well. I think he has really walked back into rugby league and has handled himself very well. If you go and have a look at YKTR Sports, they have been doing a little series with Chico where I think they call it the comeback, where you get to see all of his drills and all the training he's been doing and everything. It is a very interesting look. Was lucky enough to meet Chico at their Christmas party. Champion bloke, got a lot of time for everyone, and great to see that he's managed to find his way back into this. To be honest with you, if you would have said to me when he signed with Blacktown, will he make it into the Manly Seagulls, I would have said no. I didn't think he was probably able to do it, but well done to him. Perseverance, he is just gone hard over the last few months, and well-deserved. Now, what does this mean for the Manly Seagulls, though? For me, Lachlan Croker, he's always been good without being great. I don't think they can win a comp with him at nine, realistically. Could they win a comp with him starting nine and then someone with a bit of X factor coming on the field, maybe like a Chico? I think they potentially could. Carl Lawton's in the squad, but he's a little bit erratic out of dummy half. You're not really the sort of guy you want. So Seguiaro could prove to be pretty damn important in this side moving forward. What it does tell me, though, is that Nace Fainu is not getting off anytime soon. I think for them to give Seguiaro a contract, that says to me that Fainu will not be playing rugby league this year, which is unfortunate because he is probably the missing piece that I think the Manly Seagulls need. I think at the moment they've probably got a top five or six hooker in rugby league that is sitting in their squad unable to play. And you've got to remember, they let go of of Appy Kurosawa a couple of years ago to keep Finu. So very disappointing how it's played out for Manly. They're doing well without him, but fuck, they'd be a better team with him. Congratulations to Chico. You got to remember, he was a Dally M Hooker of the Year a couple of years ago. So he can play Chico. He has got a lot to offer. I don't think he's going to be an 80-minute hooker there at Manly, but I don't think he needs to be either. So hopefully he can do some good things for the Manly Seagulls over there. Has a relationship with a number of the guys there through YKTR, like Chez and these sort of fellas. So might be a bit of spark that they need. I think a lot of people sort of say that Seguiara, over the first few years of his career, could sometimes be a bit of a selfish hooker, a bit of a run-first sort of guy. I think he has matured quite a bit. And I think he's probably a different hooker to what we remember once upon a time. So, yeah, congratulations to Seguiara. Getting into first grade is always tough, especially after what he's been through and how much time he's had off and how much it was doubted, by myself included. So well done to him. Now, another hooker, Jacob Little. He's playing at the West Tigers. Jake Simpkins seems to be the first-choice guy there. Little, he's had a terrible injury run over the last few years. He's a very talented player. But the West Tigers, in reality, they have Appy Kurosawa arriving next year, so he will not be the starting nine. It will be Appy. So sort of leaves Little a little bit out in the lurch. I had heard rumours last week that the Canberra Raiders were seriously looking at Little. I believe he's out injured at the moment. But as we spoke about this morning on the Rapid Review, we had young Zach Woolford, who came in for the Canberra Raiders, did a really good job. They'll be playing Zach Woolford a lot less than what they'd have to play Jacob Little. So it becomes interesting now. Where does Little end up? I don't think he'll be a Tiger next year. I think he will move on. I think it's pretty obvious that Madge isn't a huge fan of him. I think he can play, and I think he'd be a good signing for a couple of teams. So it'll be interesting to see where he lands. Number of teams that do need a nine. Parramatta, they're getting Josh Hodgson coming off an ACL. I think they could do much worse than to land a Jacob Little. It'll be interesting to see what Jeremy Marshall-King does next year as well. He's obviously got Reid Marnie arriving there. So a bit of movement getting around. You might see Sam Verrills hit the open market. So there's a couple of nines getting around that I think would be really good guys. I think they'd be good starting nines that probably don't play 80 minutes, despite I think Marshall King probably could. So interesting there. But yeah, I heard Little was on the market to potentially head to the Canberra Raiders. But with the emergence of Zach Woolford, I'm not sure if they will go through with that now. Ricky might just back in one of his own, a Woolford boy there. So interesting to watch that and what happens with Jacob Little over the next few weeks. Although, we did see Jake Simpkins get injured yesterday. So, keep an eye on that space. The Dolphins, we're hearing that Stephen Crichton might become a top priority. Really interesting. Now, obviously, if you're going to sign Stephen Crichton, you would play him at fullback. He's a guy that he's always impressed at fullback, but he hasn't really been a consistent first-grade fullback for a long period of time. And I don't think there's any doubting, despite his ability and how impressive he is, the Panthers are definitely a better side with Dylan Edwards at fullback. So interesting to see if this becomes the marquee guy for the Dolphins. Personally, I don't think they'll be able to get him. I think Stephen Crichton knows that he's on a winning ticket at the Penrith Panthers. I think the lure of playing fullback is big, but I think the lure of playing final series, potentially Origin, winning grand finals, and being in a star-studded team with a heap of guys that he absolutely loves, representing his area, which we know means a lot to Critter, I can't see him leaving the Penrith Panthers anytime soon. And I think it's $250K, which is a lot of money. That is a heap of money to turn down. But I really do think that this Panthers side, they are something special as a collective, as a group of men. I think there's something special that we'll want to stick together. And I think the first one to leave that group, it'll be very tough to do, and I'm not sure if I see Stephen Crichton being that guy to do it. Money does talk, there's no doubt about it, but I sort of feel like these Panthers boys, there's something a little bit special about them as a collective and as a group. So I don't see Stephen Crichton going up to the Dolphins personally, but the more and more marquee players that go by, the more money they will have. The more that money does talk, it will be interesting. But personally, I want to see him stay at the Penrith Panthers with his brothers down there and hopefully build something very special there. He's obviously a guy that, you know, I don't think we talk about him. And I talk about him all the time and I praise him all the time. And I think people think that I overrate him a little bit. But, you know, I said the moment he made his first grade debut that this kid is something special. He's like a mix of GI and Israel Folau, and that in the air he's sensational. With the ball, he's great. And he can just do things that other people can't. And I mean, you saw him come up with one of the biggest plays in grand final history last year. Do the Panthers win that grand final without Stephen Crichton? Potentially not. South Sydney were on the front foot there. So, I'd be willing to pay a lot for him. But whether he does go up to the Dolphins or not remains to be seen. If I was to have a bet on this, I would say he stays at the Penrith Panthers, and the Dolphins' quest for a marquee man will continue. Now, Cam Murray, he's been ruled out for a couple of weeks. South Sydney really missed him on the weekend. And the New South Wales Blues are going to really miss him as well. Now, obviously, with Cam Murray injury, he has been playing on the edge for them. He's a 13 in the NRL, but Isaiah Yeo will be the 13 for the New South Wales Blues. So you use Cam Murray as an edge man, you could maybe bring him off the bench, but I think they'd start him on an edge, which opens a spot for someone.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
Now, been a lot of chat about Olakau'atu, been a lot of chat about Colin Mutangi, which fair enough, so there should be. But I said on Bloke in a Bar last week that I think there's a world where Freddie just goes back to the well. He grabs a Tyson Brazel, he grabs a Tariq Sims, he grabs a guy that he knows understands Origin. He grabs a guy that he knows will deliver on that big stage, and he chucks them out there. Freddie came out and said last week that Tyson Brazel and Tariq Sims are definitely on the radar to replace Cam Murray. I think Tyson Brazel and Sims both would be a really good pick. They'd both be picks that people would go, oh, what the fuck, why have they picked them? But they're both guys that have delivered time and time again for Freddie and for the Blues. So I do see this one playing out. I think they will bring in one of these experienced heads to replace Cam Murray. Colin Mutangi, he has been great out on that right edge. He's been sensational. Olakau'atu out on his right edge has been damaging as all hell too. But I just feel like he will go with the consistency, the experience on the big stages, and the guys that have done it for Freddie before in the State of Origin arena in Tyson Brazel and Tariq Sims. And I think for him to come out and say that, he's sending a bit of a warning shot to those boys to prepare themselves and to let them know that they're on notice over the next few weeks. Two champion players, former teammates, Brazel and Sims, both have played Origin in the past and have done a sensational job. I think he's got enough strike in the rest of this team in other positions, Freddie, to be able to pick guys that he just knows will get a job done. He just knows they won't let him down. Now, I'm not saying that Olakau'atu or Colin Mutangi will let him down, but we know that the Origin arena, it is very bright and it can get to guys at times. This is a series Freddie doesn't want to lose, obviously. He has an opportunity to just pick someone that he knows will do a job there. He knows Cam Murray's going to be there for the next 10 years anyway, so I completely understand the pick and I kind of back it in. Guys, remember to check out Clarkie's Rugby League column for all of your news updates. As I said, we'll try and do this every 2 days or so. We'll try and get it out at 9 a.m. instead of a little bit later than what it was today. But hopefully you enjoy this content. If you do, send me a message, let me know, and I will keep it coming your way.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.